Yet another recording star who rented the films in 1965 was Andy Williams in a comedy called I'd Rather Be Rich. Unfortunately, the film was released before Andy's TV show had caught on, so went almost unnoticed. Although he did have a chart success as one of the film songs, and a great success it was for him with Almost There. This is for you. The Caroline Club was started for you, is run for you, and will keep on going for you because it's your club. Easy to join, just 10 shillings for a full year's membership. And so much going for you, too, when you do join. Just send that 10 shillings to Caroline Club Membership Department, 6 Westerfield Gardens, London, West London. The Caroline Club is for you. And Caroline's time is just on 13 minutes after 2 o'clock. Going back to last year and talking about the films and shows of 1965, we also saw in 65 the last screen performance of the late Nat King Cole in the comedy western Cut Ballou. Cut Ballou also gave us one of the year's best performances by an actor, Lee Marvin, as the gunman, Kid Chiellini. Now here's Nat King Cole with Scotty Kay and the Ballad of Cab Ballou. Write today for free late booklet to Radio Caroline, 6 Chesterfield Gardens, London, West 1. Considerable advance interest was aroused in What's New Pussycat by the reports of how the American critics had attacked it. Consequently, it became one of the big money makers of the year. And if Peter O'Toole hardly proved himself a comedian, Gum Jones certainly proved himself a fine singer with this title song. Let me put you down. No. A number of film songs like What's New Pussycat were prominent in the 1965 charts, and one of them even had the distinction of causing the film to be brought back to the West End for a highly successful second run. It was, of course, Zorba's Dance from Zorba the Greek, in which Lilica Gerber won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar. This is Marcello Minerva.